Manning the island to bring you the constant variety of sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition. This is Voice of Ashon's Live Sports.
Welcome back, Vashon, to Pirate Basketball and the Voice of Vashon. So tonight, the Lady Pirates are taking on the Northwest School in a non-league game. Your starters for Vashon are going to be Cecilia Gunther, Emily Harrington, Lily Yeoman, Stella Nakos, and Carmen Sanchez. Unfortunately, I don't have a roster for the Northwest School, but they are out on the floor and ready to go. Both teams are lacking substitutes tonight. Unfortunately, a number of the Pirates are not feeling well, so aren't here to play. So Vashon only has six players this evening and one substitute. So we will see how that goes. The Northwest School has brought seven players. And I know the boys earlier had a couple of players out who weren't feeling well, so must be going around the schools. Lily Yeomans will do the honors of jumping. And as the referee steps into the circle, ball is away, and Carmen Sanchez comes up with it for the Pirates. Over to Gunther. Gunther now working the Pirate offense. Going to pass near side wing to Stella Nakos. Emily Harrington gets it. Now Nakos takes a three-point near side wing. Misses off the Northwest School player who tried to get the rebound and had to go off her hand. So Vashon's going to get the possession there. And so as Pirates set up their inbound play, comes into Harrington. Harrington over to Cecilia Gunther. Gunther into the key. Throws up a running 10-footer. Misses. Rebound. Lily Yeomans and one of the Northwest School girls. And it is a jump ball. Both players tie up the ball at the same time. The possession arrow was in favor of Northwest School. So they have the ball. Bring the ball to the front court. Gunther now steals the first pass of it. Quickly over to Nakos. Nakos up off the floor, up off the glass. And Stella Nakos scores the first points of the game for the Pirates. Nice steal by Cecilia Gunther. And bring the ball up the floor, letting the defense collapse to her and hitting, cutting Stella Nakos. Now, Northwest School over, takes their first shot of the game. Miss Gunther on the rebound for Vashon. Gunther is going to bring the ball into front court, set up the offense, over to Emily Harrington. Harrington, open three-pointer. Oh, in and out, up off the glass, back onto the rim, finally rolls out. Rebound by the Northwest School. Northwest School now working with the ball near side wing in their offensive set. And one of the players into the key, up off the glass. Nice move as she is able to dribble drive right down the center of the key and around the Pirate defense and score. 2-2. Is our score. Pirates with the ball. Northwest School in a zone. Looks like almost like a box and one, but possibly a man-to-man. Anyways, Pirates working with the ball, and Gunther, dribble drive, takes the 8-footer, misses. Rebound, Northwest School. And now Northwest School fully walks the ball up the floor. Pass over on the wing. Gunther almost had another steal, but doesn't quite get it. Now she does steal the ball, and looking for a little help, going to dribble out of trouble. She'll dribble in the front court here, all the way down over to Harrington, near side wing. Long pass over to Nakos, almost stolen, but Stella able to retain possession. Into a cutting Gunther, and as Cecilia goes to the hoop, gets the bounce pass, puts up the shot, and misses it, but going to the line for two shots. Foul going against one of the Northwest players. First foul of the game. Cecilia lining up her first shot, takes it, hits off the front iron, comes right back to her for the miss. Now gets the ball back. Taking her second shot. Ball is away. She hits that one. Had the basket sided in just a little bit short on the first one. 3-2 Pirates. A minute 15 gone in the start of the game. Northwest with the ball and working with it, going high post, looking down low, but nothing there. Pirate defense. Pirates are in a man defense. And now Northwest into the key, misses. Carmen Sanchez on the rebound for the Pirates. Going to give it off to Gunther. Gunther in the front court. Pass over to Lily Yeomans. Yeomans had the open three, but decides not to take it. Gives it off to Emily Harrington and back to Gunther. Gunther down low in the short corner to Yeomans. Over to Gunther. Cecilia takes the three. Misses rebound, though. Emily Harrington. Harrington kicks it back out. And over to Nakos. Back to Harrington. Pirates gets some overlook. Carmen Sanchez now down on the low block has to kick it back out to Harrington. Emily takes the three. Misses rebound backside by Lily Yeomans. And Pirates back in the offensive set. Emily Harrington takes that three and finally hits it. So nice shot by Emily Harrington. Pirate lead 6-2, 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Northwest working with the ball. So, goes in, takes a shot, misses rebound backside by Sanchez for the Pirates. Gunther has possession to set up the offense. High post, Lily Yeomans down to Carmen Sanchez. Sanchez takes a 10-footer, misses. Rebound backside by Northwest School, stolen by Gunther. Gets her own rebound, gets her own rebound again, but misses, and now we're going to have a foul on the Northwest School of Cecilia. Had a couple of open looks, but couldn't quite convert. So, anyway, Stelianakos will take the ball out of bounds for Vashon. Long pass into Gunther, into Lily Yeomans. Yeomans misses her first shot. Second shot, gets her own rebound back. Looking for a third try, doesn't quite get it. Back out to Harrington. Over to Nakos. Down to Yeomans. Over to Sanchez. Sanchez. Carmen takes a shot and misses. Rebound Northwest School. Bringing the ball up the floor. And Northwest School working with it in their offensive set. Passing ball around the arc. Stelianakos almost with a steal, got a hand on it, but Northwest does retain now. Wild shot up by Northwest School, misses. Rebound, Vashon. Gunther's going to bring the ball up the floor. High post to Yeomans. Yeomans takes a 15-footer, and Lily Yeomans hits it. So 8-2 Vashon, 3 minutes to go in the first. Northwest School doesn't look highly skilled, as they have some young players now. Cecilia Gunther able to easily steal the ball, comes up, and she is able to lay it in from the left side of the hoop. So nice steal and to the hoop by Gunther, 10-2 Pirates. Northwest School in the front court with the ball now. Working with it. Looking high post, but nothing there now. Almost another steal by Cecilia as she knocks the ball away and out of bounds. Northwest will inbound it. And we have a sideline violation by the inbounder. Had her foot on the line, so that will be a turnover to the Pirates. Pirates inbound. Gunther with the ball. Far side wing to Stelianakos. Rotates around to Gunther. Gunther into the key. Has open look. Gives it to Sanchez. Sanchez, 10-footer, misses. Rebound Northwest School. Northwest setting up the offense. Looking for a little help. Goes high post. Errant pass goes over the Northwest player's head and right into Cecilia Gunther's hand. So Gunther brings the ball up the floor. High post to Lily Yeomans. Out to Emily Harrington. Harrington, another three. Misses. Rebound. Gunther backside. Cecilia puts the ball back up off the glass. Misses, but gets fouled. It's going to go to the line for two. So with 1:41 to go in the first quarter, Cecilia Gunther will be on the line for two shots. Cecilia's first shot hits the front iron, bounces up off the glass and drops through the hoop. 11-2 Pirates. And now Cecilia gets the ball back, lines up her second shot, balls away. Misses that one, and we're going to have a foul going against. Nope. There was a referee's whistle, so it must have been a lane violation by one of the Northwest players because Gunther is going to get another free throw. So TCU's first next shot up is nothing but net, and she hits both her free throws, 12-2 Vashon. Minute 40 to go in the first quarter. And ball will be inbounded. Northwest bringing the ball into front court. Near side wing, trying to go high post. Player faces the basket, throws up a 15-footer, hits nothing but net. Yeah. The player had a big smile on her face. A little relief, so good shot there. Now high post to Lily Yeomans, over to Stella Knockos, near side wing. Gunther with it, rotates around far side wing to Emily Harrington. Bounce pass into Yeomans, gets the ball right back. Emily takes a three, misses, rebound to Cecilia Gunther. Gunther now one shot to the hoop. Oh, up off the glass, a little bit too hard and off. And she went for the rebound, knocked the ball out of bounds. So over to the Northwest school. 55 seconds to go in the quarter now. Pirates leading by 7, 11-4. Northwest in front court with the ball. And now Northwest driving baseline. We're going to foul on CC Gunther as she put a hip into the player going around the corner. So that is Gunther's first foul of the game. First team foul on the Pirates. Against three for the Northwest school. Northwest to inbound. Ball comes in. Three ball away and off the rim. Actually a shot violation as it hit the guy wire. It's holding the basket up. So ball over on that violation to the Pirates. Now, Stella Knockos, near side wing, goes high post to Lily Yeomans. Gets the ball right back. Knockos is going to take a three, and she hits it. Stella Knockos with a three ball for the Pirates. 14-4, Pirate lead with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Long pass up the floor for Northwest, and they're working the ball around, trying to get into the high post where they hit some shots last time. Now, they're going to take a three from near side corner. Carmen Sanchez on the rebound for Vashon. Off to Gunther. Gunther with 3 seconds to go is going to take a long shot. Kind of misses everything. And as the time runs out in the first quarter, actually time has not run out. There is 0.7 seconds on the clock. So just enough time to inbound the ball, maybe take one dribble, and that will be it. So the time runs out in the first quarter. Vashon leads 14-4. And so Northwest School, not highly skilled basketball players, so may give the Pirates some things to work on. I'm sure Coach Yeoman's going to try and keep his team focused and not let down. So with that, he's probably talking about that in the timeout. And scoring first quarter for the Pirates, we have Emily Harrington with 3. CC Gunther with 4, Stella Knockos has 5, and Lily Yeomans has 2, so 14 points. And Wen and Zune both have 2 for the Northwest school. So, good opening quarter for the Pirates. So we'll see what the second quarter brings, and time is out. Both teams are going to be back on the floor here now. If you weren't listening earlier, the boys won. I think it was, ended up being about 57-44, won by about 12 or 13 points tonight. So boys, a little bit of a cold shooting night to start the game, but came on in the second half. And now as this half quarter start. Delanacos hit the three for the Pirates, bringing it 17-4. Stella with another nice shot, her second three, giving her 8 points for the game so far. Now, pass goes Aaron for Northwest Gold, picked up by one of the other players. Shot from the corner of the key, and Northwest scores, 17-6. Same player, Zahn, scoring for Northwest School. Now, high post to Lily Yeomans. Yeomans looks low, but nothing there. Gives it off to Nakos. Nakos, another three ball, in and out. Rebound by Yamile for the Pirates. Unfortunately, she traveled when she got the rebound. So, as I said, the Pirates only have six players eligible for the game tonight. So it's going to be interesting to see how Coach Yeomans sits his players for the rotation. And now we're going to get Carmen Sanchez back in the game and Yamile out, but timeout taken by one of the coaches. 30-second timeout taken by the Northwest coach. Weren't quite sure who was actually taking it. So 7:05 to go. You're listening to the voice of Vashon Empire Basketball. And want to thank all of the sponsors for the voice of Vashon. Vashon Thriftway has always been, for years now, the sponsor of sports on the voice of Vashon. So truly appreciate what they do for the community and what they bring to Vashon High School. Many of the people who work there in the ownership all were athletes at Vashon High School, so they understand the value of sport. And now as we back into the action, Northwest School working with the ball. Pirates in zone defense are going to get a shot from the Northwest School. A miss. Rebound comes to Stella Nako. She's battling one of the Northwest players. It is a jump ball. We'll see who the possession arrow favors, and it looks like it favors the Northwest team. So they'll take the ball out of bounds. 17-6 Pirate lead. Things are getting reset here. Not sure what's going on, but the officials are delaying the start for something. And now it looks like play is going to resume. Not sure, two officials were talking about something. Don't know what the stoppage was, but we're back at it. Now, Northwest School. Northwest into the key, up off the glass, misses on a running lay-in, gets her own rebound, comes back and moves the ball around, three ball away for Northwest, misses, rebound Emily Harrington. Harrington has an open run to the basket, up off the glass, misses, but she gets fouled by Northwest, so Emily Harrington going to the line for two shots. So 6:22 to go in the second quarter. Pirates up 11. Emily's first free throw is good. Gets the ball back. Second free throw is up. And that is good. So good shooting by Emily so far tonight. 19-6 Pirates. Ball comes in. Pirates back down, setting up their 2-3 zone. Northwest looking to, looks like there may have been a travel there, but no call by the referee. Going high post to Zahn. She's already made two shots from that corner tonight, and so the Pirates collapse quickly on her. Moving the ball around, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now it's starting to move to the basket. Up off the glass is the shot. Misses, rebound backside by Carmen Sanchez for Vashon. Going to give it off to Gunther. Gunther going to bring the ball up the floor quickly. Emily Harrington going high post to Lily Yeomans. Yeomans has an open shot at the basket. She takes it from 15 feet out, misses, and ball goes off one of the Pirates and out of bounds. Actually went off Northwest School out of bounds. So Stella Knuckles will inbound for Vashon. long inlet pass to Cecilia Gunther. Down low to Stelianakos. Nakos now up off the glass, gets her own rebound, puts it back after one dribble, fighting for the basketball, and we're going to have a jump ball. Should be Pirate possession. It is, as the possession arrow was favoring them. Stelianakos will take the ball out of bounds. Pirates in their offense set comes into Emily Harrington, near side corner. Harrington dribbles around the defense and into the key. And now she gives it to Carmen Sanchez. And Sanchez takes a shot up off the glass, almost from the short corner. Kind of kisses it off the glass and drops it through the hoop. 21-6 Pirates. Northwest with the ball. Looking for someone open shot by one of the players. Misses. Gunther, though, knocks the ball away. And she was going for the rebound and it goes out of bounds. So CC Gunther knocks it out. Northwest School will get it. Ball comes in. And three balls away. It's going to be way off. But rebound by the Northwest School. Ball getting tipped around, pinballing all over. Finally, Northwest comes up with it. And trying to work into the key is the most skilled player for Northwest School. And she goes to the hoop. Gets fouled, and good to go to the line for two. That is going to go against Emily Harrington, her first foul of the game. First foul of the second quarter, team foul for the Pirates. 15-point Pirate lead, and Northwest hits the first of their two free throws. 4:42, as they said, to go in this half. Second one is away, and that one is good as well. So 8 points for Northwest against 21 for the Pirates. Gunther now with the ball, near side wing pass to Nakos. Moving high post a little to Yeomans. Yeomans finds Sanchez underneath the hoop, and Sanchez's shot bounces on the rim about five times before finally dropping out. Rebound by Northwest now. Northwest into the key. Shot is up. Sanchez on the rebound for Vashon. Picked up by Gunther as the ball was knocked away. CC into front court with the ball now. High post to Yeomans, down low to Sanchez. Sanchez, open look, misses that one. And now ball was out of bounds, and that will stay with the Pirates as Northwest went for the rebound, had the open rebound. Nobody was around, but just lost the handle. So out of bounds, Pirates get the possession. Now, long inlet pass to Emily Harrington. Over to Gunther. Gunther dribbles into the key, going to give it off to Sanchez. Sanchez looking for a little bit of help, and they get three in the key going against the Pirates. So, with that, Northwest brings the ball up the floor. Out high on the arc with the ball now. Northwest into the key, up off the glass, and we're going to go have another foul. That is going to go against Lily Yeomans and sends Northwest to the line for two free throws. And that free throw is missed. So second one is coming. Yeomans' first foul of the game, second team foul going against the Pirates. And that is missed also. Lily Yeomans on the rebound. Get a timeout from Coach Chris Yeomans here. He's going to take a full timeout as he's going to have to use his timeouts in maybe an interesting pattern tonight because Vashon, with only six players, does not have a lot of ability to substitute. So once people start getting tired, he's going to have to use those timeouts judiciously to keep his player stamina up. So, anyways, Coach Yeoman's using his time to reset a couple things. Maybe he saw something that he wants to try and get his players to work on. Not giving Northwest School so many shots, but Dashon's not getting the rebounds either, so they need to block out on the backside. Try and keep the Northwest School off the ball. Vashon has the height on Northwest. and the skill. So I think that he just wants to get a little bit more fundamentals into the game. Emily Harrington into C.C. Gunther after the timeout. Ball goes high post, a little Yeomans. Yeomans looks down low to Sanchez. Now rotates out high, back to Emily Harrington, near side wing. Pirates working the ball down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Stellanakos a long way from the hoop. Little Yeomans and over to Sanchez. Sanchez open. Bank shot misses, rebound Northwest School. So Carmen Sanchez had a good look at the basket from about 8 feet out. She just couldn't convert into points. Northwest School working with it now. Down to 10 seconds on the shot. Shot is away off the glass. Rebound, Lily Yeomans on the miss to C.C. Gunther. Gunther bringing the ball up the court. And to Lily Yeomans. High post. Gunther now into the key, going to take it all the way up off the hoop, and it doesn't, it isn't able to convert, but as the ball goes to the floor, Gunther dives for it, kicks it back out. Yeomans picks it up over to Harrington. Harrington with a long three, bounces around the rim off the glass, almost drops in, but slowly rolls off the rim and misses a shot. Northwest School had the rebound, and now the Northwest coach calls a full timeout. So with 2:21 to go in the first half, Vashon is up 13 points. And Northwest School, same kind of situation as Vashon, not a lot of substitutes available. So coach wants to use their timeouts to give her players a breather. Not everybody is going to get a chance to come out of the game. So as we reset things, we have the Pirate cheerleaders here tonight, and they're trying to get the crowd into it, maybe working a little bit. Anyways, we're just about to come out of the timeouts. Pirates are back on the floor. Northwest School coming out. And Northwest will inbound it. They're going, Northwest School is going to the south basket. Pirates are, check Bell's inbound under the south basket. And now the ball comes loose and picked up by Emily Harrington. Harrington over to Gunther. Gunther over to Nakos. And Stellanakos able to score on a quick play for the Pirates. 23-8 now. Northwest School back in it, but bad pass stolen by Emily Harrington. Harrington bringing the ball into front court. He's going to set up the offense over to Gunther, high post to Yeomans, down low to Carmen Sanchez. Sanchez has the ball knocked away and out of bounds, but it will stay with the Pirates. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Stellanakos will pick up the ball. And long pass into Gunther. Gunther now going to drive into the key and go back to Sanchez in the short corner. Gets the ball right back from Sanchez. Puts it up and misses their first shot. Takes one dribble out and a turnaround jumper. And from about 5 feet out, Gunther is able to hit that one. So 25-8 now. Minute 30 to go in the half. Northwest School bringing the ball up the floor. And looking for a little help, can't find. Finally, comes back. Pass goes off one of the Pirates, hits the Northwest player, goes out of bounds. So Vashon will get the possession. Harrington inbounding to Gunther. Gunther into front court, high post to Yeomans. Yeomans over to Harrington in the near corner. Gunther now bounce pass into Yeomans. Yeomans takes a 15-footer. Misses, but rebound by Emily Harrington out to Stellanakos. The Pirates get the possession back. 55 seconds to go in the half. Pirates working with the ball down to 5 seconds on the shot clock now. Gunther into the key. Dribble drive pulls up, and with a floating eight-footer, able to score. 27-8 Pirates. As first half is winding down, Northwest School with the ball. About 35 seconds on the game clock against 21 on the shot clock. Now, another steal by the Pirates. Kalinauskas with it. It's going to go down up off the glass. Misses rebound, Emily Harrington. She misses. Gunther rips the rebound away. Dribbles around, misses it, gets her own rebound, kicks it out to Yeomans. Yeomans going to take a 12-footer, and Lily Yeomans hits the 12-footer. So nice rebounding by the Pirates, getting multiple opportunities. And finally, Lily Yeomans puts the ball in the hoop, 29-8, Vashon. As time is running out, Pirates are going to go into the locker room with a 21-point lead. So good flurry the last 2 minutes by the Pirates there as they scored about 8 points to really open this game up against the Northwest school. And with that, folks, going to take a timeout myself from the voice of Vashon, as I'm the only one here tonight. Unfortunately, my partner, Mark Schneider, isn't able to make it tonight, as he was stuck in the ferry line. We all know how that goes, and it is never any fun. Anyways, just to give you some point totals before we drop off here for a moment. We have Lily Yeomans with 4 points, Stelanakos with 10, C.C. Gunther with 8, Emily Harrington with 5, and Carmen Sanchez 2. So far on the evening, Stelanakos, the leading scorer with 10 points. Anyways, we'll be back in about 8 minutes to start the second half. Thanks for listening to the voice of Vashon, and go Pirates. Welcome back, Vashon, to Pirate Basketball in the second half of the Lady Pirates game against the Northwest school. Vashon took a 29-8 lead into the half, and pretty good this evening, moving the ball well. Have good play set, good sharp passing, some good shots, and that's allowed them to open up a 21-point lead. As we start the second half, we're going to have Lily Yeomans, Emily Harrington, Stelanakos, Carmen Sanchez, and C.C. Gunther on the floor for Vashon. Ball comes in to the Northwest school to start play in the second half. Now, Northwest school, first shot is away. Misses everything. Carmen Sanchez is there to gather in the ball, though, and give it off to Gunther. Gunther will bring the ball into the front court. Near side wing pass to Stelanakos, down low to Sanchez. Oh, Sanchez has the ball go through her hands and out of bounds. So that will go over to Northwest school. On the turnover, Northwest has a very good player in number 12. Unfortunately, I don't have a roster, so I don't know her name, but she has been the main scoring threat for the Northwest school. And as I just said, she is the main scoring threat and hit a three-pointer. So 29-11 now, Vashon. Pirates working with the ball. Gunther with it, looking high post to Yeomans, bounces it into her. Lily hasn't faced the basket yet, has the ball knocked away by Northwest, picked up. Quickly up the floor, Northwest player Eurosteps past Gunther, up off the glass, misses, and Emily Harrington is there to rebound the ball for Vashon. Nice move by the Northwest player. Now Yeomans gets the ball high post, goes to Nakos, driving baseline, throws up a floating 8-footer, and Stelanakos scores for Vashon, 31-11. Pirates. Northwest school obviously had a little bit of reset with their coach, trying to get the ball down in the short corner. Ball stolen by Lily Yeomans. Now off to Gunther. Gunther quickly up the floor, speeding ahead to Sanchez, who is in the middle of the key, gets a bounce pass. Sanchez misses, but Lily Yeomans comes up with a rebound for the Pirates. Stelanakos with the ball now down to Sanchez in the short corner, off to Harrington. Now long pass over to Nakos. Nakos not able to take the three-pointer as she was covered, and gets the ball into the high post to Yeomans. Yeomans has the ball stripped away, but ball gets knocked out of bounds, fortunately, by a Northwest player, so Vashon will inbound it. Stelanakos with 6:04. We just start the second half here on the voice of Vashon at Pirate Basketball. Ball comes into Sanchez, off Sanchez's knee, right back to Nakos. Nakos as she was coming in. So now over to Yeomans at the short corner. Yeomans takes the shot, misses, but Emily Harrington is there on the backside to clean it up and score easily. As time was running out on the shot clock, Yeomans had actually missed the basket, which would reset the shot clock if she had hit it. Anyways, Northwest School working with the ball. Over there, shot is away and in and out of the hoop. Gunther on the rebound for Vashon. CeCe quickly up the floor into the key. He's going to have an open run all the way to the basket. So CeCe Gunther, coast to coast, rebound and then scoring for the Pirates. 35-11, Vashon. Start the second half now. High post for Northwest. Northwest shooting the ball, missing. Rebound, Sanchez for Vashon. Off to Gunther. CeCe with the ball. Pass down to Emily to Harrington. Harrington with a step and a dribble past the Northwest player and gets to the hoop and lays it up off the glass to score. 37-11, Vashon. Vashon coming out with a little bit faster pace and some good plays set. Able to score a little bit more consistency to start the second half. Now Northwest School with the ball and doesn't know where to go with it. Pirate defense is suffocating. Vashon playing a 2-3 zone. Northwest trying to get the baseline, but CeCe Gunther cuts off the player. Ball comes loose, and now Gunther fighting another Northwest player for the ball. Ends up with a jump ball, and Pirates will get the possession on that. Emily Harrington will take the ball out. Gunther now gets the pass inbound as referees restart play. CeCe with the ball, going to give it off to Nakos. Nakos over to Harrington. And back to Nakos as she was cut into the basket into CeCe Gunther. CeCe trying to get into the key but cut off by the Northwest. Over to Harrington, far side wing, and Emily Harrington buries a three from out on the wing. Nice shot by Emily. I think that's her second three of the game. 40-11 now, Vashon. Northwest shoots the ball, misses, rebound, Gunther. CeCe with it, going to set up the offense over to Harrington. Back to Nakos. Pirates working the ball around the arc now, high post to Yeomans. And back to Harrington. Yeomans down low into the short corner. Looked for her down there, but this is now 5 seconds on the shot clock. Pirates need to get off a shot. Nakos into the key, comes loose, but as time runs out, Stella Nakos able to force the shot up through multiple Northwest players and score. So Stella Nakos with two more points, 42-11, Vashon with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Northwest now with the ball, and Pirate defense is keeping them from really taking any good shots. Now, shot is away. Miss rebound by CeCe Gunther. Gunther bringing the ball up the floor for Vashon. High post, a little Yeomans. Yeomans turns, faces the basket, sees Emily Harrington cutting to it. Harrington misses her three-pointer, but Stella Nakos there on the backside gets the rebound and puts it back up off the glass. 44-11, Vashon. And now we're going to get a 30-second timeout taken by the Northwest coach. So as teams come off the floor, Coach Yeoman's getting his players to sit down as he's only got 6 players eligible tonight, and 5 have done the majority of the playing and giving them a little bit of a rest. So once everyone's set, and then probably just making sure that everybody understands their assignment, where to go, and keep up the good work, because Pirates have scored 16 points in this quarter so far. So it's been a good quarter for Vashon. I'm sure he doesn't want them to let down and just keep going. Pirates will start in their 2-3 zone as Northwest inbounds the ball. Now, Northwest with the ball. Ball comes loose and knocked away by Harrington. Gunther picks it up, and as he dribbles down the court, gets it back to Emily Harrington. Emily Harrington, T.C. Gunther working the fast break, able to score for Vashon. Back and forth. Northwest, quick pass over near side wing, and as a Northwest player goes in, she gets tied up by T.C. Gunther, and that will stay with Northwest as they have the possession arrow. Northwest gets the inbound, and player drives into the key, throws up a wild shot off the glass, collected by C.C. Gunther. Gunther bringing the ball, setting up the offense. Now into the key, dribbles in, dribbles out. Going to give it off to Sanchez, far side wing, back to Harrington. Up on top, high post to Yeomans, and we're going to have a 3-second violation. Must be going against Lily Yeomans. So on the turnover, the Northwest ball gets the ball. C.C. Gunther is going to come out, and Yasmeel is coming in for Vashon. So with a minute 23 to go and a 35-point Pirate lead, Coach Yeomans getting the substitute into the game. Northwest School with it. Shot is away from far corner, misses. Ball goes off Northwest, out of bounds. So Vashon ball. About a minute to go in the third quarter. Vashon, 35, high post. Yeomans knocked away by Northwest on sort of a bad pass by the Pirates. Northwest collects the ball. And now Northwest player takes a long three off the glass and scores. Number 12 for the Northwest School. Unfortunately, I don't know her name. Has most of their points, probably at least 12 of the 14. Now Vashon working with the ball. And Harrington with it. Harrington's going to drive down the left seam of the key all the way to the hoop. Lay it up with the left hand. Too hard off the glass. Bounces off the rim and out. Northwest on the rebound. Now, Northwest with the ball goes high post. And back and forth, passing in and out at the high post, trying to find anything. And 9 seconds under 10 on the shot clock. Down to 5 seconds on the shot clock. Ball finally away from the far corner and rebounded by Vashon. And as time runs out in the third quarter, Vashon scored 18 points in that quarter to take a 46-14 lead. So good job by the Pirates to open up a huge lead on the Northwest School. Now, Coach Yeoman's probably just encouraging his players to stay consistent, keep working hard, don't let down, and just continue to run their offensive set to sort of refine it, make sure their passes are sharp and not sloppy. And I think with that, that's about what you can do when playing a school like Northwest, which doesn't have a high degree of skill. So as we wind down the break between the third and the fourth quarter, again, they try and do it. I want to thank the Voice of Vashon for putting Pirate Basketball on the air and allowing the entire community to enjoy Vashon Sports. If you can't make it to the game, then you can listen to them on the Voice of Vashon. And as fourth quarter starts, Vashon bring C.C. Gunther, Carmen Sanchez, Stella Nankos, Lily Yeomans, and Yasmeel. And I'm sorry, I don't know Yasmeel's last name for the Pirates out on the floor. Emily Harrington will sit to start the fourth quarter. And Gunther with the ball now, looking for a little help, and tries to bounce into a cutting Stella Nankos, but unfortunately drags her pivot foot and gets called for traveling. Northwest with the ball, walking the ball up the floor, kind of letting the offense get set. Nakas tips the ball away from the intended receiver, but it goes right to another Northwest player. And as number 12 for Northwest drives to the hoop, she gets the shot off, up off the glass, misses, and rebound Bashon. Still Nakas with the ball now to Gunther. Gunther trying to get baseline, gets the baseline and able to take it all the way into the hoop and score. So CC Gunther with a nice move around the defense and right to the hoop. Now Northwest School, and ball gets thrown past the Northwest player and out of bounds. So Bashon will get the possession. Nakas into Gunther. Gunther with it now. Over to Nakas. Ball comes loose. Picked up by Northwest. Northwest quickly up the floor. Over to 12. 12 misses the shot. Tipped away by Gunther. Right to Stella Nakas. And now we have a shoe coming off one of the Northwest players. So referee saw that. Blew the whistle to stop play. Nobody gets hurt. And that player gets the shoe back on. Bashon now resuming play. Gunther with the ball to Nakas. Nakas dribbles through traffic into the key, and as she tries to go to the hoop, gets the ball knocked away and out of bounds, but will stay with Bashon. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Going to get Emily Harrington back into the game now, and Carmen Sanchez out of the game. And Nakas into Gunther. Gunther had a three, but decided not to take it, dribbles out, kind of sets up the offense. Now she dribbles into the key, throws up a floating 10-footer, and CC Gunther with a nice sort of hesitation move. Dribble drive to the hoop, floats the ball up and in. So that's 50 for the Bashon now, 50-14. Pirates are leading. Now, ball comes loose. Stella Nakas almost had it picked up and had an open look to the hoop, but couldn't quite get there in time to pick it up. And now, Northwest driving to the hoop. Number 12. Misses a shot. Gunther rebounds, bringing the ball to the floor. Has a pass over the defense to Nakas, cutting to the basket, but a little bit too high, and it goes off Stella's hands and out of bounds. Northwest with the ball. Shot is away. Gunther collects it as it didn't hit the rim or the backboard. Quickly up the floor. Oh, finds Lily Yeomans wide open, going down the opposite seam of the key. Yeomans takes the pass like a receiver out of the backfield and able to score easily off the glass. Now, another shot by Northwest misses. Gunther on the rebound again. DC bringing the ball up the floor. Going to dribble down into the corner, pass it back out high to Nakas. Gunther and Nakas open three, takes it, rims off, ball knocked away by Gunther, right to Lily Yeomans. So Pirates get another possession. 5 minutes to go in the game. Pirates up 52-14. Stella Nakas now into the key, floats one up, and we're going to have a foul called on number 12 for Northwest. So that'll put Nakas on the line for two shots. That's number 12's second foul, first team foul of the fourth quarter for Northwest. Nakas' first free throw, a little bit too hard off the back iron. Kicks out. And Stella gets ball back, take her second free throw. Pirates have had pretty good luck shooting free throws tonight, and Stella buries that one, nothing but net. 53-14, Bashon. Now we're going to get a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Chris Yeomans. Not sure what Coach is saying, but just trying to keep the players focused and working on the sharpness. Pretty much what you can do when you're leading by 39 points. just try and stay sharp. Make good passes, take good shots, good fundamental basketball, and don't let down. So referees are calling the teams out of their timeouts and wants to resume play. So Northwest will have the possession. 4:58 to go in the game. Northwest bringing the ball into front court now. Trying to go high post, but knocked away by the Pirates. But right back to Northwest. They've got the ball. Moving it around. And 12's going to take a three-pointer. Misses. Oh, Stelanakos had the ball take a funky bounce and go away from him. Northwest picked it up. Now another shot by Northwest, rebounded by the Northwest school. Northwest, some bad passes, but just the ball seems to keep bouncing back their way. Finally, missed shot. Lily Yeomans on the rebound for the Pirates. Going to give it off to C.C. Gunther. Gunther into front court with it. Nakos, Gunther dribbling through traffic and takes shot, misses, gets her own rebound and puts it back up off the glass, and C.C. Gunther with another 2 points. So C.C. with some good drives to the hoop tonight and able to use the glass and score. Northwest working with the ball. They're in, going high post. Nothing there. Bad pass stolen by Gunther. And CC gets the ball into front court. Pirates set up their offense. Over to Harrington, far side wing. Now high to Nakos. Nakos almost threw the ball away as Gunther seemed to be out of position or recovered. Anyways, going to high post to Yeomans, over to Nakos in the far corner. Rebound Yasmeel for the Pirates. And she gets it out to C.C. Gunther to reset the shot clock. Out to Harrington. Harrington takes a three from the near side wing, misses. And Northwest gets the rebound. 2:50 to go in the game. Pirates up 55-14. Now, Northwest with it. A shot by Northwest School, and from the corner of the free throw line is able to score. 55-16 now, and we're getting a timeout. The Northwest player is very excited that she made that last shot. So happy for her. She's so happy. So that was skipping across the floor. Not sure why a timeout was taken, unless Coach Yeomans was feeling that his players were getting tired, since most of them have played the entire game. Anyways, starters are getting to take a seat and get a breather. Same with both teams. We have 2:36 to go now. Teams coming back out on the floor. Vashon will have the possession. They'll start on the scoring table side of the court. Emily Harrington will inbound. Gunther is taking a break. She's on the sideline. The lone Pirate sub at this point. Harrington to Sanchez. Sanchez looking inside. Now the ball stolen by 12 for Northwest School. And I think we're going to get a foul on Sanchez as she tried to recover the ball. And that's what it is. First team foul going against the Pirates in the fourth quarter here. That is going to be Sanchez's first foul of the game. So Northwest now inbound. Shot is away. Rims off. Sanchez on the rebound for Vashon. Going to give it off to Nakos. Skelis will bring it into front court. Over to Harrington, near side wing. Harrington now takes one dribble. down towards the corner, tries to bounce pass into Yeoman at the high post, but too much defense. Their ball knocked away, picked up by the Pirates. So now down to Yasmeel, down on the block, and she tries to pass to a cutting Lily Yeoman. Misses, picked up by the Northwest school. Northwest quickly up the floor, takes a shot, misses. And now Northwest on the floor trying to get the rebound, and she ties it up for a jump ball, and the possession is with the Northwest school. As time is ticking down, 1:20 to go in the game. Number 12 into the lane, throws up a running, floating shot, misses. Rebound, Northwest school. Second shot, rebounded by the Pirates. Now, minute go to the in the game. Pirates probably in their last possession, maybe second to last possession of the game, as Emily Harrington has the ball over to Sanchez, far side wing, back to Nakos, high post, Yeoman's face to the basket. Nobody is there, though, cutting to the basket. Brings the ball down, stolen by number 12. Number 12 into the lane, throws up shot, misses, rebound by Yeoman, trailing the play. Now 35 seconds to go. Harrington brings the ball up the floor for Vashon. Over to Nakos. High post, Yeoman's. Yeoman's going to take a shot from there. Misses. Rebound, Northwest school. Good look by Lily, but just didn't convert that time. 20 seconds to go in the game. Shot clock is off. Another shot by the Northwest school. Same girl who's so happy that she made her last shot. Happy again, skipping down the floor. And it's good to have fun in basketball. That's why we're here. Anyways, Harrington into the key. Bounce pass over to Yasmeel. Yasmeel takes a shot, misses, and almost had 2 points, but as time runs out, Vashon will win this game 55-18. So good effort by the Lady Pirates to keep things moving tonight and score a lot of points and work on some things that Coach Yeoman's probably else they needed to work on. And with that, I think we're going to wrap up the broadcast tonight, folks. Really appreciate you listening to the voice of Vashon. Really appreciate Dan Schuler keeping us on the air. And we will be back Friday night to bring you the game. I believe Vashon is playing Seattle Christian. There will be both a boys and a girls game. Boys at 5:30, girls at 7. And with that, we're going to sign off. And remember, everyone, go Pirates.